Yo. What's going on, world? We back. Happy New Year from the Music Jones Podcast. I know it's been a while, but, you know, weather, sickness, niggas been sick, all kind of shit been going on. But we here. June.
Yo.
What's happening?
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year. How's everything?
Cooling. Not too bad. Crazy ass weather.
And all these germs floating around in it.
Man, that shit crazy. I'm starting to see the mask in the vehicles by itself again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, worse than COVID down there.
Man, I seen that a lot. The more I got down here.
Mm-hmm. Folks riding caught the mask on.
By itself.
Yeah. That'd be the funniest shit.
Yeah, by yourself.
Yeah,
by
that should be super funny, man.
But I mean, you know, I ain't gonna say we don't see it, but
yeah, it ain't like
the country. The numbers went up the closer I got.
Oh, the numbers are masking. I mean,
easy.
Yo.
What's up, brother?
I'm here.
Happy New Year. Appreciate you having us and joining us for the day.
Yep.
How's everything going?
I'll talk about it. Well, if you ain't listening to my show, go back to my show from yesterday. I talk about my basketball. We got a game. I'm in a league.
Yeah, you. I called my brother last weekend. I was in town. I did schedule a show, but I was just in town for a quick minute. I was on his side of town. I hit him up like, "Shit, I'm about to pull up. I was about to pull up on you. Holler at you." He's like, "Nah, man, I got practice in a minute, man." I'm like, "What kind of damn practice, man? I'm on basketball. Just look at this rebounding ass nigga, man."
I'm gonna tell you my stat line for the game today.
Uh oh, y'all had a game today.
Yeah, we had a game today. 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
0 for 1. One foul. I think I got a rebound. I can't remember. Final score, 101-55.
God, Jesus, what kind of league you playing?
Apparently the NBA.
Shit.
Hold up, you was on the winning team.
Hell no.
Hold up, man. What the hell kind of league you playing, nigga, scoring 101 points?
A league of niggas who apparently need to be somewhere else getting paid.
Jesus Christ. What all they did was shoot threes?
Yes. And dunk.
and dunk.
It was some dunk.
Don't forget that part.
Hold up, man. Is this an over 40 league?
No.
Oh, so you was the fool.
No, I ain't the fool.
Shit.
Because I stayed on the bench. I was like, because you can basically check yourself in. I stayed on the bench until halfway to four. It was like 10 minutes left in the second half. I was like, I'm going to go in.
Oh, shit.
Stayed, played for 3 minutes. Them niggas was dunking and shit. I'm talking about not just putting it in, like, one nigga cock it back. You know how you got to jump to be able to cock it back and dunk with authority? Yeah.
So,
I had to contain myself, huh?
Yeah. 18 and up?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So, you playing with some jitterbugs?
Yes.
Oh,
you know some of them.
Them niggas don't do nothing but fly. Them motherfuckers got sprays in their shoes, man. Right.
You know how they be like, them old niggas probably couldn't play it today and shit.
Yeah.
They could. Like, you know, Jordan could dunk.
He said they could.
And it was like three Jordans back then.
Yeah.
That's everybody
now. Everybody can 15 fly.
15 years old can jump out the gym.
I'm talking about fly.
Crazy.
That's what, boy, you been, oh man, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall.
My secret weapon though, I've been doing a fadeaway all my life. Cause I was playing with the older kids.
Uh-huh.
So I fade away. I had two shots. I had a sky hook. Nobody expect a 12-year-old to do a sky hook. And a fadeaway. Cause I was playing with like 16, 17-year-olds in my neighborhood.
Yeah, so you had to get
my shot off, you know, and they weren't expecting it. So I do that and they'd be like, "Ooh, that nigga got a fade." Like, nigga, you just dunk. What you talking about? But anyway.
Because they probably ain't got that fadeaway.
Yeah, and
fadeaway more deadly than a dunk.
It's second nature to me, but apparently it looked good or something. I don't know. But
everybody can't shoot a fadeaway.
Which is crazy to me.
Everybody can't shoot that shit, man.
So yeah, that's my life right now. Every weekend I'm gonna have a
basketball. I thought you joined the 40 over leagues and shit.
Nah, I went. That ain't no challenge.
Oh,
you niggas 40 years old, the average nigga 40 years old don't be playing basketball.
Yeah,
I play 2 times a week. I be playing with them young boys, I wanna.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I sat on the end of the bench. I didn't take my jacket off. This jacket right here, I didn't take it off until the second half. 3 minutes in, I put that motherfucker back on.
Oh shit.
And guess what number I had on? 88. That's the most non-basketball. I had Pat Freiermuth's number. Me and Pat Freiermuth for the Steelers, the tight end for the Steelers, got the same number.
Oh shit. Boy, I needed that laugh. Yeah. I've been laughing all fucking day, man. Yeah. Shout out to Uncle Freddie, man. I had to go to check my uncle out, man. My pop homeboy. Mm-hmm. Call him Uncle Freddie. Uncle Freddie turning 75. Happy birthday to Uncle Freddie, man. Mm-hmm. But he had a surprise birthday party.
To him. I don't care. So, good luck.
Dog, his nurse practitioner came in there, right?
Uh-huh.
Good God,
she was bad.
Ooh, that nigga walked up to the table. He said, "That my nurse practitioner back there." Yeah,
she black.
Yeah. And he say, "My blood pressure went up as soon as she hit the door."
You know?
Nah, what? I never seen her before in my life.
You know, we made it. A Tesla pulled up to the.
Yeah,
door.
Yeah.
Was she tall? Tesla. Kind of tall.
Nah, she was
probably
short.
About 5'7", 5'8", maybe 5'6".
She a brown skin.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's my.
What kind of car she drive?
I don't know. I've never seen her.
Yeah, she driving Tesla and shit.
Yeah.
I wonder if me and Uncle Freddie got the same doctor.
Well, listen, Uncle Freddie say, "I'ma stand up longer so goddamn my leg can get weak and I can fall and she have to come pick me up." Why? Listen, I was up here crying like Uncle Freddie's a fool, man.
I bet his blood pressure be high every time he goes get a checkup.
That's what probably was about so. To say he said that too.
Yeah, nigga say, "Man, my blood pressure shot up soon as she hit the door." Yo, we was in that bit crying laughing at that dude, man.
75.
Yeah.
Y'all right around the corner. Y'all got about 15 more years.
Who?
Hey, I'm just fucking with you.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
My daddy got a few months, yo.
Right.
Shout out to your daddy.
That's the wild shit, man. So I got to plan something for this guy.
He said you gonna be 75 in a few months?
Mm-hmm. Said he don't want no party though.
I didn't thought he was. Yeah. Oh, well, hold up.
Him and your pop. Well, my pop got held back a year. He missed a year of school from being sick. He missed his whole second grade year. He was sick.
Right.
So he ended up, he was supposed to be in class in 68, but he graduated in 69. That's how him and your pop were classmates.
My dad ain't graduated.
Well, he was in the class of 69.
But my daddy got down with class of 70 though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of something. He went to New Jersey or something. Mm-hmm. Something.
Yeah, that's what them dudes did back in the day. Because my pop, the year he missed, he was in New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, shout out to the old heads, man. They're my guys, man.
Yeah. 75.
But, yeah, 75, man. 75. But yeah, man, the music world been kind of interesting since I was last here. a lot has happened. A lot of funny shit has happened. More funny shit than actually good shit.
A lot of funny shit.
Did you listen to the Uncle Murder wrap up?
I didn't listen. I listened to Skills. I didn't listen because Uncle Murder's on didn't come on, didn't come out.
Yeah, it came out a little
later. Yeah. So after the new year, I didn't care. Mm-hmm.
Most of it, really? It's like 15 minutes long.
Really?
7 minutes of it about Diddy.
Oh, I don't want to hear that shit.
You kidding me?
7 minutes of it about Diddy, basically.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, I like it just because I like it because it's wordplay. Like for him to rhyme all that shit and make it make sense. It was funny as hell. And the end of it, you could tell he had already finished it. He went back and threw Joe Budden out here running around naked and shit.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did hear Joe say.
Yeah, he went back in the motherfucker and put that on there.
That was the last episode of Joe I listened to. You asked me that off mic. That's the last episode I listened to.
Okay.
When Joe was explaining what happened with that.
Yeah. But yeah, since the new year, it's a song out. I don't know if you. I know you heard it. I hadn't even talked to Wiley about it, but LeAngelo Ball.
Is it
the middle Ball brother? Yeah. Dropped a song called Tweakers, and it went viral. It went so viral till the dude got a record deal.
I still can't believe that's real.
Yeah.
For one song.
Yeah, he got a record deal. He got
that
a record deal.
It do sound like.
It sound like something from 04.
What it called?
No, before 04 to me.
This shit sound like some Nelly shit. That don't sound like St. Lunatic to you?
Yeah, they do.
And for him to be from LA.
But see, that shit don't matter no more.
I know it don't. I know of the internet.
And his age.
That, what did he go by?
LeAngelo?
No, Jello.
Jello Ball.
G3? That's the album.
That might be the album.
Yeah.
But Jello, Tweaker is the name
of the song.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm talking about this shit going crazy.
Bomani said it's another song. Like, he was like, your cousin, he was like, he was like, he don't like this song, but it's another song. He said it's a banger.
That Jello got.
Yeah.
And see, with him talking about him signing a record deal, I'm trying to figure out, like, why the fuck he got to sign a record deal? He got 2 billionaire brothers.
Well, I mean, you can have the money, but don't have the network for the distribution. And
there you go. So that's what the deal is for.
Probably so.
Yeah. Distribution and do all the groundwork.
Yeah, because that ground, a lot of the stuff, like anything, the groundwork is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm. So, especially for independent artists.
Yeah, and a lot of artists, they just want to be the artist. They don't want to have to worry about the business. So,
But yeah, man, I listened to that shit. I was like, man, this is what the fuck they talking about. So, man, turn it. I turned that shit off. So
I just don't see how it went. I think it went viral.
Yeah, they got 22 million.
For people picking at it.
And that's the crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got 22 million.
That's just on that platform.
Did you see what Currency said?
No.
Currency put out a tweet. He was like, do y'all really like that song or are y'all just doing a thing right now?
they just doing a thing.
Right. Yeah.
That's gotta be.
But I guess some people... I ain't gonna say it's a bad song, but it do just sound
like
an old song.
That shit is time stamped like a motherfucker, man. Yeah. That shit sound like the St. Lunatics.
But dog, that was 20 years ago.
It was.
So
everything makes its way back around.
Yeah, so that might just be what it is.
Do you think we'll get that sound back?
What?
That sound. That St. Lunatics? 0405.
St. Louis shit?
Yeah, that type of bounce. I mean it was New Orleans and all that. You know, all
it was kind of because the beginning sound like
a Midwestern. The Midwest. We'll call it the Midwest sound.
They about to do it now.
Yeah. Cause it's probably gonna be
for a minute.
Cause like what else was out in like 04? Like Pharrell was hot in 04, so you might get some Pharrell type beats, type stuff.
Timberland.
Yeah. Some Timberland stuff from back then. Even though Pharrell and Timberland kind of bad examples because they always had music out.
Yeah.
And they sound was always here. Maybe like some old crunk styles. Well,
Lil Jon.
Some, what's the girl? She had the Lil Jon, the Bia Bia song with Bia.
China White.
Yeah.
China White.
Had she, you know, that came out a few years ago, had some Lil Jon sounding song or whatever. So the stuff already been doing it because Lil Jon was hot back in 03, 04.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
you might get some.
I got 9 million already too.
Who that?
Jello.
So
that shit going crazy. Yeah.
2 weeks.
That shit going crazy.
It must be as a TikTok.
Yeah. That's what. Cause
man, I'm telling you that
they was putting that song on
Color Fucking Days on that. Buddy.
You remember that video where Drewski did when they was like dressed up like with the white tees and they was like dancing in front of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had put that song on that video.
Yeah.
Then one of them other viral dudes, they had put they had the song dressed up like you know the guy that act like he go back in time and he got the high pitched voice.
Yeah,
he had did something with that song, that video too, and a lot. I saw that pop up on my feed. I don't even follow that dude, and his stuff popped up. So it's stuff like that that made it go viral.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, man, shout out to Jello, man. I wish him the best.
LeVar 3 for 3.
3 for fucking 3.
And he still can hoop.
Yeah. He still could hoop, but he would have been a better. I mean, he was more of a role player than, you know, a star like Melo. Melo the star.
Yeah. What's the other one?
Lonzo. That's the oldest one. Lonzo.
He just kept getting hurt.
He caught the bad end of the deal because he was the first one, and his daddy put too much pressure on him.
Oh shit.
He did.
His daddy put a lot of pressure on because his daddy tried to say he was gonna he was the best point guard in college basketball, and De'Aaron Fox cooked him for 39 in the tournament. So I wasn't trying his shit up after that.
What school his son went to?
UCLA.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah, De'Aaron Fox was at Kentucky. They played them boys in the tournament.
Like the
dropped 39 on him.
The Sweet 16, the big tournament?
Dropped 39 on him.
Damn.
Nasty.
Well, he said he the best point guard. He didn't say he was the best defending point guard.
He said he was the best point guard. You can't say you're the best point guard when the other point guard just dropped 39 on your head.
How many?
He might have had like 12 or some shit like that. Yeah, he got cooked. But shout out to the Ball Brothers, man. I'm glad they got rid of the ragged ass shoes too.
They probably just need a better glue.
That's why that nigga knees and shit fucked up.
His shoes.
Yeah, fuck with them Ball Brothers shit.
He got hurt that one time and then he switched back to Nike.
Yeah, he wearing them cheap ass shoes. Fucked his damn shit up. Now he can't get right.
A lot of people bought them shoes too. This shit was $500.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't get them.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't get them.
Yeah, they paid for them and they didn't get them.
What?
Yeah. That type of shit LeVar had going over.
But that goes back to signing a major because I think he just had. I don't think he realized how many people was gonna order them shoes, and he ain't had the network to produce and put them out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So he, you know, but shout out to them niggas, man. You've been keeping up with Cam and Jimmy.
I saw Cam's response, and I heard a Tina snippet of a
Jimmy's song. Well, it all started with Jimmy on a podcast saying some. He said some shit about Cam and Mace and their relationship. Cam didn't like it, of course. So that's when Cam responded.
On the one on the podcast.
It is what it is.
With Mace. Because that was their first show back. So yeah, I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
But what was the clip? I think 50 Cent or something posted on Instagram.
50 did an interview with Cam. That's what happened. 50 did an interview with Cam first. Then Jimmy went on the podcast and did an interview.
Okay.
And said some shit. But 50 said that when him and Cam was beefing, he called Jimmy just to see if he would come and perform with him.
Oh, and he did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
When Ballin' was out.
Oh, they was beefing back then?
Yeah, Cam and 50 been beefing. They beefed from like 05 to shit for years. Yeah.
Oh, because Cam, no, that went, who?
Well, Dip said and G-Unit was beefing.
And G-Unit was the one who got Cam shot in D.C.?
It had something to do with it, I think. Or something along, damn, I thought it did. Yeah,
because they was trying to say Jay did it because they was like the nigga shot him and threw up the
So after all that shit happened, 50 called Jimmy to come perform. Jimmy went while they was beefing.
Violation. And that probably started the riff.
That started between Jimmy and Cam. But Jimmy was like, shit, I was hot, nigga. I was that nigga at the moment. So, shit, I was doing what I had to do.
Just like Snoop, do whatever you can do.
Yeah, so.
And Nelly.
But that song Jimmy got, that one thing, Mace might have taught him how to rap. He said Mace and Cam taught him how to rap. The nigga can rap.
Yeah, he do make. Jim Jones is, I put Jim Jones, Rick Ross, Currency.
They make. You just get a little feeling. Yeah.
You get a feel like like Jim, you just feel like a gangster when you listen to Jim Jones music.
Yeah. And that's just him. Like, that's his persona. That's how he get, that's the energy he give off. So when you listen to it, shit, nigga, pocket full of rocks too, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Storyteller.
Yeah. But now Jimmy about to make some shirts that say make Dipset great again. Get to do some merch. The boys gonna end up fixing the shit.
I don't know, man.
Because I think Mace invited him on the show. On It Is What It Is.
After
all this.
I don't know, man.
But like,
you don't think so?
Like, it's, that's like if like,
cause Cam went off on it.
Like, let's say like
Cam went off.
Let's say like me and you get into it, right? And you be like, nigga, you ain't even from the east side. You grew up on East McKeever, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's your daddy house. Like, how long you been holding that? You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
they said Jimmy was from the Bronx. Nigga, you ain't from Harlem. You from the Bronx. Your grandma lived in Harlem.
Yeah, like, he been holding that forever. That been in your heart forever. Yeah,
right.
Like, you claim you're uptown, nigga. You ain't from uptown, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it.
Cam went off, man. Like, you can't do that. But Cam is a funny motherfucker.
He is, but
Cam funny as shit.
You can tell. You can tell the type of disses when it's like, it's something fresh or it's something that been on your heart for a long time. Yeah, and he be just.
Yeah, but he did his thing. He ain't raised his voice or nothing. But he was like, Dick Jimmy, you ain't even from Harlem.
Did you see Lil Will do the imitation?
I was just going to ask you.
This nigga got, he got Mace down packed.
No, he got Mace. If he can imitate anybody on the world, he got Mace.
Right. While he ain't seen it, dog, you be on the socials too.
We go watch it on. We go watch it after the show. But yeah, nigga,
Lou Will
is fucking funny as shit, man.
Ain't no way.
Dog, that nigga is hilarious. Dog, I watched that shit. I was in fucking tears, man.
And then, you know, the internet, they go back and they had clips of, I guess it was from a movie or something. And it was like a Jim Jones hopping the fence and like, yo, killer, come down or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like, Cam was like playing him to the left, kind of like, he was like, yeah, he really was just around this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, Cam tried to chump him off, but that he created motion and he made his own lane.
Yeah. And I wonder if Jim got too big for Cam.
That's it gotta be. Because
do Cam got a song bigger than Ballin'?
No. Wait a minute. No.
A solo song?
Yeah. Do he got a song bigger than Do the Dipset got a song bigger than Ballin'? A commercial song bigger than Ballin'?
Off top, can't say one. I mean, but I can't.
Like, they got cult classics.
They do, but Jimmy got a commercial.
He got a commercial hit. Then he got, what's the other song he got? It's like a, it's kind of like an R&B feel type song.
With Some in Miami?
That.
That's my shit.
I don't think, Cam got a song better than that.
Stand in my summer. With the top drop low. Listen, man, that's Summer with Miami. Let me tell you something about that song, man.
There's no song I like that Cam'ron got.
Summer with Miami. June, I had to play that shit around you before. Dog, this is like one of the, Jim Jones, like B said, he give you a feeling. And when I play that Summer in Miami, like, he got a lot of songs. Like, Jim got some songs that I love on different albums at that. But that Ballin' is by far the biggest song, the biggest hit out of the whole Dipset camp.
Neither one of them boys look too good on Spotify, but
talking about the numbers.
Yeah, oh, of course not, because niggas ain't checking for that shit. The music we used to listen to, these young niggas can't even begin to relate to the shit that we used to listen to. Like
Jim Jones, We Fly High is the best one.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's the biggest
Summer
one.
Summer with Miami,
and that's who song.
Jim Jones.
They banging right now.
I know, yeah. Dog, I played the fuck out. Yeah. I used to play the fuck out this shit.
As soon as I heard it.
Yeah, I used to play the fuck out this shit.
What this is?
Jim Jones, it's on a Diary of a. No, P.O. Product of My Environment, I think. It's the album on. This one on. You heard?
It ain't even in this top five, though. Mm-hmm. It should be.
Oh, no, it should be. But Jimmy is Jimmy. And like B said, he got the biggest hit out the whole camp.
Which one is on?
That's on
that Product of My Environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let me see.
I think it's POME.
Damn, this shit got two. Nah, it ain't on this one.
It ain't on Product of My Environment.
But it came out around. Maybe it came out on the album after that.
What you call it?
Hustlers.
Summer with Miami.
Well, no, hold up. It's two.
This shit right here. Then the remix was crazy.
Talking about Trey Songz, huh?
Yeah, that's Summer with Miami, yeah. Oh, I know I'm gonna catch you on somebody's social media banging that joint this week, Paul.
Yeah.
I already know it. Because I know you're gonna listen to that shit when you get in the car. And that shit gonna take you somewhere. You just gonna start thinking.
They was playing that shit at like Knicks games.
Yeah, that shit just gonna take you somewhere that you
lean with it, rock with it.
Yeah, man. Hustlers POME is the name of the album. It's on. Yeah, man. Shout out to
2005.
Shout out to the Dipset, man.
Yeah,
Juelz, just stay out of the way.
Yeah.
And this dude got albums.
Juelz, let me see what he.
Jimmy got albums, dog. Oh, Harlem. Diary of a Summer is the album it's on. Cause that Honey Dip shit was on here too. G's Up was my shit too.
Yeah.
G's Up. Holds Down. That was the shit with him and Max B. That's Harlem Diary of a Diary of Summer.
YouTube numbers be different.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube
numbers. Where the one with Certified Gangster? That ain't on here. I think it was called Certified Gangster.
I think that was on I think that was on like a
No, it was an album called Certified Gangster.
It was?
Yeah, if I ain't tripping.
Ambitions of a Gangster.
That was Certified Gangster.
It was Certified Gangster.
I know he did Certified Gangster, the song over.
But it was an album, Certified Gangster, right?
Hold on, I think it.
On My Way to Church was my shit.
No, I just giving me songs. I ain't saying it ain't no album. No.
And think about Certified Gangster was on My Way to Church. The song was.
The song was on My Way to Church?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see that. What year that came out?
04.
Yeah, that album ain't even on title. Something up with that album.
Sipping on Scissor Volume 1.
Because it got Rider Music, The Diplomat Presents. Oh, no, it's The Diplomat Presents On My Way to Church. There.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, shout out to Jim.
Shout out to them, man. I hope them boys get that shit together. But hopefully Mace can get Jimmy on the show.
It was something else, too, I saw where it was like they had him on the phone talking to somebody. And it was the paperwork. Mm-hmm. Of the call, like they transcribed the call.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, how come everybody that's on this paperwork is locked up but you free? So
goddamn 50, you know, 50 had to take a shot at him too.
Yeah, that's, I think that's who paid us all though.
Yeah, 50 posted some shit about that shit too. Mm-hmm. Man, but that's 50, that's what 50 do. That's what 50 do.
That's crazy, he being so much mess.
Yeah,
that's, man, why he got that bulletproof Jeep Cherokee way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed in the shit.
Stayed in some shit.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
New music.
Already? Oh, new music, my bad.
Yeah, you listen to any? You listen, well, Lil Baby, the only thing I know that came out. It's a snoozer?
The Wham?
Yeah.
It ain't a snoozer.
He already dropped the deluxe, too.
That's what you say, man?
We was listening to that on the way to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you had a chance to listen.
Oh, God. It just sounded like the same song over
and over again.
Over and over and over and over and over.
Joe said that shit on his show the other day. He said, man, I'm sick of these new niggas. He said, everybody fucking sound alike. All the music sound alike. Everybody sound the fucking same. Well, I've been saying that for how long now?
After he got big, didn't he like stop doing like features and music for a while and he just was touring and stuff?
I think so, because he hadn't done an album in a minute.
I think he should have kept doing music.
I think so,
not
too.
Take that break. Cause,
but did you like the song with Thug on it?
I don't remember none of it.
Okay.
Right. Nothing stood out.
Okay.
We took that off and put Al Green on or some shit.
It didn't bad.
But because like, you're supposed to evolve in your music.
But we asking for that, but
sometimes niggas need to just stay where they at.
No, he need more time to evolve.
But yeah,
it's only one album. You can't evolve in one album.
Yeah, he been right. this is the second one, right?
But I'm saying, what I'm saying. Yeah. Like it you gotta give him more time to evolve, but
nigga J evolve.
Not that
from
not
Reasonable
that
Doubt the volume one.
It's still the beats changed, but he had different producers, so of course it's gonna sound different.
Right. But his lyrical content was still
the same shit. Jay ain't evolved that much from volume one to from Reasonable Doubt to volume one. Let's not do that now. It's the same shit.
He was more grimy on volume one lyrically than on Reasonable Doubt. Reasonable Doubt was more mafioso style type shit.
Yeah, but I mean,
Streets is Watching, Imaginary Players, Rap Game, Crack Game.
Same.
No.
Yes, Jones. I'm sure it's a song that
Cashmere Thoughts and Rap Game, Crack Game.
It's a song that probably lines up with 80% of the albums, both of those albums. It's a song that could be like that same type of song. Like it's
You Must
a,
Love Me?
It's a song Regrets. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I can dig it.
It's a song it's a Dead President song, a Dead President's like song on volume one. You know what I'm saying?
It's an Imaginary Player.
Exactly. It's a Can't Knock the Hustle type song on there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a Brooklyn's Finest type song. Maybe Cashmere Thoughts would line up kind of like Brooklyn's Finest. You know what I'm saying? Like
the song with him and Sauce Money. is the Brooklyn's Finest.
That's Cashmere Thoughts.
No. On Volume 1. This goes out to my Brooklyn.
Oh,
crew,
yeah, yeah.
Put your guns. That's the.
So he really
did. I get what you said. I get what you said.
Now, if you go from.
We'll say Blueprint was the evolution.
That was 50 years later, of course.
It wasn't before.
That was. Huh?
Blueprint?
Blueprint came out in 2001.
5 years after Reasonable Doubt.
Give Lil Baby. All I'm saying is give Lil Baby some time. That's twenty albums in between.
Well, before,
huh?
Jay ain't dropped, but well, no.
I'm being hyperbolic. Yeah, hear what I'm saying.
He made better music than what that just came. Out.
All I know is I went and listened to that Sleazy World remix with Lil Baby on it.
He killed it.
And then I tried to listen to that new album. I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
His delivery, something just sound different with him.
He might be better.
He might just have too much money.
That's what I was going to say.
That might be what it is.
He might just have too much money.
He got to figure out how to do the stuff, like have that same.
But how I messed it up, I had it on shuffle.
Mm-hmm. His album?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it wasn't playing the album in order?
No, because I heard it, I played it and didn't listen to it on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about both, man, in less than a little bit of time, it instantly goes to something else.
Mm-hmm.
I was already on something else.
So it wasn't nothing.
Yeah, ain't nothing to catch you.
Not right now.
Nothing to make you repeat it and not run right it back. Now. The six songs I listened to, I wasn't.
Did you say six?
I listened to six songs. Yeah,
ain't
I wasn't.
Ain't about eight on it, ain't it?
I don't know. I wasn't impressed.
I can't tell you.
Like I said, I just wasn't impressed.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed.
And I tried to get it today.
I wasn't impressed.
I was watching the airplanes.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed.
What, RC airplanes?
Yeah, something, man. I mean, it was ridiculous. No, it was some white folk that got personal little planes.
Oh, you was watching them in the air?
Yeah, on the way here.
Oh.
But yeah, man. I'm going to give it some time.
I see one.
And I'm going to go back to it. I'm gonna give it a few more weeks. I'm gonna go back because what I was thinking when I heard it the first time, I was like,
"Jones, you got more stuff in your life to do. We already passed 40. We don't need to waste time doing that shit."
No. I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Do something productive.
I'm gonna go back and give it another shot. I mean, I work from the crib,
so listen to a podcast or something.
All I know is
a book on Audible.
Seriously. All I know is
don't rot your
last
brain
year
shit.
This time, 21 Savage had the world on fucking fire.
21
had the fucking world on fire last year this time. And that album was hard. I listened to that album all last year.
Shouldn't he be like 31 Savage now? How old is this?
I don't know. Might be 36. 36 Savage.
36 Savage.
But that's all I could think of. I was like, damn, this ain't nothing like the last album that came out first.
21 had the first album of the year.
Yeah, his album came out. Remember my first show last year was talking about him possibly having the album of the year.
I don't remember. I had too many concussions.
I know.
Too many concussions.
He's too many.
Yeah. Oh man, shout out to Lil Baby, man. I'm gonna revisit it. I don't know when, but if I revisit it, I feel different about it. I'll never talk about it if he again. Okay. On to the big news of the week. Drake officially files a lawsuit.
Well, he took his first one back.
He took the petition. They said it was just a petition. But he took it back.
Mm-hmm.
And he put out an official lawsuit.
What are you trying to get?
Now, not only is he suing UMG, but he got the content creators that reacted to the song in the lawsuit too.
Oh God!
I'm talking about
trying to do
RDC World,
Kai
Cenat, the Cartier family, and like two other ones. But he got them named in the suit, like because
but no white people.
No, none of them.
No white people.
But what happened was he got them in the suit saying that UMG let them monetize their reaction videos to it because they took the copyright thing off it for them to be able to make money. That's why he pissed. That's the main reason I think he mad because motherfuckers are making money off it. And if this ain't the most white privileged shit I ever seen in my life,
yeah,
like, I tried to explain this shit to my sister because my sister kept telling me, Drake black. I like Keita, his pop black. So he grew up in Canada with his mom.
And per the Jewish, you know, their culture, if your mama is white. If your mama Jewish, you Jewish.
Yeah, so she kept trying. I'm like, Keita, I said, listen to me. I had a conversation with my whole girl, Shannon. Last week, shout out to my dog, Shannon. But she was trying to, we should talk about the LeBron shit. Because all this shit that, like, this nigga basically dry snitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, he don't even acknowledge the bro code. I said, Shannon, he wasn't raised with a bro code.
Right.
I said, he was raised with white boys, and white boys.
White boys, bro code is a white boy phrase, though.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, it ain't really no bro code with them because they fuck each other girlfriends.
Right.
Ain't no bro code in that.
I mean, we'll do it too.
No, cuz. No. No, man. We don't do it like that.
I know some niggas that have.
Yeah, I mean, but we don't do it at the rate they do it.
No.
Cut us some slack. Now, goddamn. We sometimes we get grimy, but goddamn, them niggas be falling in love.
I think you got a stronger thing that white people do that we don't do, stronger than not fucking the girlfriend.
What?
I don't know. You got to come up with something better than that.
Listen, but
the burden of proof is on the state.
But as far as the bro code shit, like, he ain't of our culture. So he don't understand certain shit.
He understand.
He ain't doing it. Yeah, but he don't abide by it.
I think he's just using his ticket right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He knew.
I bet people let him slide too much.
Too long.
They let him get away with that shit. I remember when he first came out and he came out with a song. I thought for sure that was Kurt Cobain's.
Mm-hmm.
But he took that man whole style,
mm-hmm,
voice, tone, and everything and ran with
Drinking it. I've been listening to Drinking My Cup a lot lately.
And it sounds
That's my shit.
It's not, well, if you don't know Drake, if you didn't know either one of them, or if you knew Drake first, you would think more of a sounding like Drake. Mm-hmm. But Drake took
Kirko, and that's why Kirko disappeared.
Yep.
But he took the whole Houston, mm-hmm, all that shit. Took it. Just like you say, tonality, mm-hmm, cadence, like everything. He took that shit.
But what he been doing so long.
Yep.
That's what Kendrick said, and mm-hmm, not like us.
Yeah, but that's, mm-hmm, but he, for him to sue,
yes,
that's the most white privilege shit I ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
That's some bullshit.
White privilege,
and then the stuff that he's alleging.
Yeah,
in the suit, he did the same thing.
You did the same exact shit, my guy.
He just did it first, and then Kendrick did, and Kendrick told him
Euphoria till this day. I'm gonna keep saying it. Euphoria was the song of that was the fucking song of the battle. Mm-hmm. That song changed the game. That nigga forecasted what the fuck was about to happen and did it. Play by motherfucking play.
Yeah, he did that.
Like he wrote, like it was a fucking script.
The only thing he didn't foresee is that he would sue.
He would get sued. The only thing.
He ain't even
thing.
Suing Kendrick. He's suing UMG.
He's suing UMG.
Yeah.
Dog.
It'd be gay if he
sued. So all in all, if for anybody that listening to my show, I want y'all to understand. The boy is suing because he lost the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. I don't give a fuck how they try to slice that pie on TV. Defamation of character. Nigga, you said this man beat his woman and his homeboy, his kid, Pop.
Mm-hmm.
He did that.
The fuck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. He did that, huh?
What the fuck are you talking about, man? And, dog, that nigga Maul on Rory and Maul, shout out to Maul, man. Boy, who he do not want motherfuckers to really... It's a contract. He wanted to be a contract thing.
What do you mean? He's
saying Drake suing because of something in his contract saying that they can't do X, Y, Z. This nigga suing because that motherfucker lost this battle. Mm-hmm. It ain't about shit else, dog. Let that shit go. Take your L, man, and go on about your business.
Bro, all he had to do
was keep making music.
Keep making music. That's it.
Now it's over for him.
It's over. Even I did see it.
Yeah.
I saw a quote from Joe Budden. It was like, after this, listen to Drake music, don't sign. Like, he can't listen to it the same.
It's difficult. Like, this nigga got a song called Do Not Disturb on the More Life album.
Mm-hmm.
I love that fucking song. And it's on my fucking favorites playlist right now. I came on in the car.
It just
don't feel the same no more. Lemon Pepper Freestyle, one of the hardest shits ever to me. The nigga killed the shit. That shit came on. I'm just like, this nigga ain't. What the fuck?
Which song off that?
Do Not Disturb. It's my shit, man. Cause he sampled a Snow Allegra song. The beat so fucking hard, man. And it got that. It's a Drake song. Yeah. Mm. It's a Drake. But like this Drake shit. This is his lane. Kill the shit. I used to love that fucking song. Man, that shit came on the other day. I was right. I was like, man, I don't even want to hear this shit no more.
I'll never say he was whack. I'll never say.
None of that, but I can't look at. I can look at him the same. He the same nigga.
Yeah.
He's the same nigga.
Like, I'm indifferent. I ain't gonna never say he was whack, but I'll listen to his music and say, oh, that's a good song, but mm-hmm. I won't listen to it again.
Yeah. Because
I was talking about earlier, like Currency, I said Ross, mm-hmm. Somebody else I mentioned. Like, mm-hmm. when I listen to their music, you just get like a feeling.
Jim Jones, you just get
a feeling. And his music, I didn't get a feeling when I listened mm-hmm. to his music. It was just music to me. Yeah. So, whether or not he make another fucking song, I would not miss him.
Mm. It wouldn't matter to me.
Yeah, I don't.
It wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, but this shit is. So he in the part of the lawsuit, you know what I'm saying, like the stuff we were saying about the pedophile stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Said that he was claiming that Not Like Us was released to basically make it look like he's a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Pedophile and mm-hmm. suggest that the public should resort to vigilante justice in response.
Mm.
That the shooting that took place outside of his home.
Oh yeah, all that. Yeah,
with the weekend. Mm-hmm. That happened 3 days after Not Like Us. Mm-hmm. That was a direct reaction to the song, and as a result of the shooting, Drake decided to pull his son out of school in mm-hmm. Toronto
and move him and his mom back to the States.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But that's a lie because that was a beef between him
and the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Cause one of the weekend people had got shot
mm-hmm.
before that, and mm-hmm. that was just retaliation.
But see that's he gonna create this narrative
mm-hmm.
behind that shit and try to make it look like dog, you asked this man for this shit.
Yep.
You asked yep. for this. You mm-hmm. let Tupac ask him.
Mm-hmm.
You called Tupac and told man, please say something to this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You begged these niggas begged him to say something to you, and he said it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't fucking take it.
Hell no.
Yeah, it says UMG removed copyright restrictions for Not Like Us on YouTube and Twitch, allowing third parties to spread the song to large audiences. Casa Knot, No Life Shack, mm-hmm. RDC
yeah,
Gaming,
No Life Shack, that's it.
Zayas and Cartier Family
mm-hmm.
are named in the suit as streamers who took full advantage mm-hmm. of the lifted restrictions.
Shit, yeah. I tried to, too.
It says he confronted UMG about his role in promoting false pedophile accusations, which resulted in violent threats, reputational, financial damage, and more. But they continued to republish and promote the song despite knowing the allegations were baseless.
But it's okay for you to call me a woman beater.
Exactly.
It's okay for you to tell me that my best friend knocked my woman up mm-hmm. and my kid that I've been taking care of is my homeboy kid.
God.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. You don't cross no lines.
Yeah. So but a lot of motherfuckers done said it. The same shit he's suing for, you did to yeah. me.
Mm-hmm.
You did they boosted your back-to-back shit so crazy when you was battling Meek Mill.
Right.
You couldn't go nowhere without hearing back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
They played the fuck out that shit.
UMG
CEO Lucian Grange.
Yeah, Lucian
played a key role in the initial publication of Not Like Us video. Either in directing or approving the publication and or failing to prevent its publication.
But if they just distributed this for Kendrick, what the fuck? Because he was on, I mean, they all under the UMG umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck was they going to do? They were going to tell him he couldn't drop the song? After you just said all this shit about this man?
Yeah, that part. They could, like, if Drake never said nothing and Kendrick just came out with this, they could have came out and said mm-hmm. blah 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 blah. Yeah. It would have made sense for them to stop. But after you came out and said what you said or did what you did, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Let them, yeah. Cause in everybody else's eyes, this is just part of the. Now it is, this is the thing about the world nowadays though. Like a lot of people so crazy, like you'll say somebody, like you'll say he a pedophile or whatever. I don't know about y'all. I never actually believe he touched a young child like that.
Didn't
but
either.
He did. I feel like he did some weird stuff.
And that's right. And that's the problem. That it making him feel some type of way.
Yeah, but
because
if you do some weird stuff, it don't. not people actually saying stuff like he is a pedophile, which some people dumb and they take shit too far.
Right.
But yeah. So I feel him on that part, but
you did some pedophile looking type shit, man.
And but on the same in the same vein, like people say the same thing about Kendrick, like they saying he really did beat his wife and shit like that. Like it's just the world stupid.
Yeah, but I never like you know how many times anytime somebody do some shit like that shit blows up. If he beat that woman, we would have known. We would have fucking known.
Well, she would have had to come out and say it.
She would have said it.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. But that mean he doing good. He doing good by her anyway. But we gonna keep everybody posted with the Drake saga. Oh man, that shit was just that shit came out when I about had a stroke. Man, I was like, this shit for real. This nigga really suing these motherfuckers. But shout out to Drake, man.
He lost his out. He might as well go MAGA.
Yeah.
Just go MAGA.
Oh shit. Oh God. I got a quick question for you. I'm gonna give you a week.
A week?
Yeah.
I might not need it.
I mean, I know you're not because I know how you are. But I was watching Joe Budden podcast the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Lamont Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They start talking about Jay-Z and then Mark said nigga, Beans watched Jay on every fucking song they was on together. So I got a question for me.
Who say that? Mark Lamont? He from Philly.
He from
though,
Philly,
so
yeah. That. Yeah. But in all actuality, how many songs do you... Because they was like, what we do.
No. No. That's a wash. Everybody...
They said, and the two lines they said was... Bean shit was before we blow them horns like Coltrane, and they said Jay said gotta kill witnesses free beer sticking out, which was the hardest fucking line in the song.
That ain't the hardest line for me for Beans.
Which one was the hardest?
Tim is Robin telling Nigel that I'm rhyming for a father. That's like so we got a homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Gilmore.
Uh huh.
His daughter named Nigel.
Oh yeah.
His mama named Robin.
Uh huh.
And that line hit my nigga. And I want to say. Was them boys, they was in the military, but had I don't know if the war had started yet, but that line just hit different. I think them boys,
they had
I think
already,
the war had
no,
started.
They had been back. No, the no, war had the, started. The war it, started, because this was, that,
this
that was 03.
This came out in 03?
That shit came out in 03.
They was in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
And that line came, and that, Timmons Robert telling Nazi that and ride for a father. Just like my brother, like, with same mother,
different fathers.
Any problems, dog? No, I got him.
Listen,
that's
man.
That was my line right there.
But I'm going to tell you my song, where they went at it, and it's the fucking greatest shit I ever heard.
What?
That its own shit off The Becoming, I think.
Once again, his song. No, that was on the State Property album, I think.
But it was on his album too.
Oh, it was?
He did put it on his album, yeah. Mm. It's on the same album as he did the song with Bun B. What else on that album? Oh, I Can Feel It In The Air. It's on that album.
On that album. That's The Becoming?
That's The Becoming, yeah. It's on that album.
I don't know. It's a... Them boys is on a lot of songs together.
Yeah, but...
Like, he, Me, Him, Her?
They went... I'm talking about that his own shit.
Yeah.
That's some of the best two-man shit, man.
Yeah, him and Jay.
Yo, God.
Oh, I'm they was doing that back-to-back
oh,
style.
Oh, God.
Type
yes,
shit?
Sir. And that shit was goddamn amazing. You hear me? Nah, Beans got him on Where Have You Been. Beans got him on Where Have You Been.
Yeah, that song too sad.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah Beans got him on Where Have You Been.
But what's that song with him and Scarface?
Somehow, Someway?
Well, welcome to the studio, I do it with Big.
Mm-hmm.
I had a phone call from one of my niggas.
No, that's Guess Who's Back.
No, that ain't Guess Who's
it's
Back.
Somehow, Someway.
No, where Scarface talk about his homeboy
kid
dying.
In the fire, right?
I don't know if it was a fire, but however they died.
I think that's somehow.
My homeboy Reese is like one of the kids.
That's Somehow, Someway.
No, that's a different song.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This Can't Be Life.
This Can't Be Life. That's it.
Is Beans on that song?
Mm-hmm. Beans on every song, Scarface and J.O., Beans on. I think they got like three songs together like that. somehow, some way.
Beans don't kill him on Guess Who's Bizzat?
No, no, no. He don't kill nobody on that. No, no, no. I'm talking about. Now, when Scarface in it, this is neutralizer. Because neither one of them wanted that smoke.
You, me, him, her. I'm sorry. I know you said you'd give me a week, but.
I'm trying to think who had the hardest verse on that.
Everybody. Emil, you good.
She only had 8 bars. Maybe 4.
4 was not the man off your polo sweater.
Yeah.
Roll with the ROC.
Hey, fella. Now I listen to that shit like it, that comes with.
Even Bleak came through it.
Yeah, they all went crazy on that.
Yeah.
They all went crazy on that. 1-900 Hustler.
Is J rap on that?
Yeah. Rap first. Yeah, they all went crazy. Now Dynasty, nigga, 25 years, nigga. Dynasty. We, dog, 2025 gonna be, we gonna have fun this year with this music shit. Cause 30 years and 25 years. 95 and 2000,
mm-hmm.
Crazy shit, man.
Yeah,
crazy shit, man.
What did your buddy say when Mark Lamont Hill said that?
The only one they gave him was "Where Have You Been?"
Okay,
that's the only one they gave.
Because he was like crying on that song.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
but that's the only one they gave him. Say Beans, you know, watched him. But you know, he, like you said, he from Philly, so he gonna feel.
Yeah,
that
he gonna
way.
Feel that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, he gonna feel.
And it's a lot of revisionist history when it come to Jay nowadays. Mm-hmm. Niggas saying Jay wasn't all that. The nigga was overrated. Mm-hmm. And when did he run rap? Mm-hmm. When he,
shit,
you
know, a long time.
Fuck up.
He ran it for a minute, but I mean, it was him and a few other niggas at the top. But he was
always like for like 12 years. He was always mentioned.
Yeah, he was always in the conversation, even when. M Pimp Juice and them niggas start coming around. He was still in the. Now Eminem came and took over.
Mm-hmm.
As far as sales go, that nigga went fucking my days. Yeah. So and Nelly was selling like
Nelly
a motherfucker.
Sold a lot too.
Yeah, Nelly sold a shitload of albums, Coon. Man. Yeah, I heard he about it before. I want to see if he do that shit.
Snoop did.
What? Perform at the.
He performed. At, it was some kind of. Was it some crypto thing then or whatever?
Oh shit!
For the inauguration.
Snoop about that money, man.
They be talking about Jay a sellout,
man,
or whatever.
Well, niggas sell their soul for that bread. Bro.
This when I started looking at Snoop funny when he was doing the Corona commercials or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then he was on somebody's show. He was like, "Man, I don't even drink them shits."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that check, man.
Ugh.
That chick, man.
Who's the pimp now? Who's the whore?
Who's the whore?
Who's the whore now?
Oh, man. We finna shoot back in the day real quick, man. We gonna go 30. And I think I'm gonna just do 25. So we should run a short on time. 30 years ago. I don't know. I know you wasn't outside, B-Love. But Wallace was.
Oh,
nigga, I was outside because I was on Guest Street with them niggas.
It was on the porch.
Shit. No, I was on the goddamn street, nigga. I'm serious, nigga. Nigga, 8th grade. Nigga, I just found out my parents was getting a divorce.
You was walking to O'Neal store getting a 25-cent egg.
I was at a 10-cent Newport. At a 10-cent Newport, nigga. 30-cent, goddamn it, I got everything I need. Smith & Wesson dropped The Shining, which had a couple of cult classics on it. They had I don't know if you know Soundboy Burrell, Bucktown. Soundboy Burrell was the shit.
I remember Bucktown.
This shit right here though. Mm. Nigga, you gotta remember niggas ride around in the projects bumping this shit right here.
Oh yeah.
I remember that because I used to be at the house with Gordon.
It was some cats from New Jersey, New York, used to come around every summer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
with the Audi,
yeah.
And they had probably about 26x9.
Mm-hmm.
That was their systems back
yeah.
then. But playing shit.
B-Love, remember this shit? Look at it. He tried that like he
know. You know who did this beat?
Who?
When Jay did his Unplugged.
Uh huh.
They played this beat.
Oh, okay. That's why you remember it, huh? But this was dog. Dreadheads in Florence. Niggas was going to the skate rink.
Yeah.
Like this was, but I used to hear this shit. I remember hearing this shit outside.
Matter of fact, when he did Ain't No Love, that switched the beat and played this beat. But anyway, go ahead.
But these, y'all, these, 95 was the last year of the music you hated. The Robin music.
Oh, yeah, you know
I ain't. Yeah, I, you hate that shit. I hate all the hit about Robin the motherfucker. Yeah.
What you want that is? What y'all talking about?
Who?
Robin music.
Robin music. Like niggas robbing, stealing shit.
Yeah.
Dog, this shit right here, this go forever. I don't give a fuck where we go, what we do. If this shit ever come on, if you don't see a motherfucker do this right here, something ain't right, girl. Something ain't right.
I'm talking about, you got something that
somebody,
their head go almost to the waist.
They're right, I'm telling you.
Oh my God, they in it.
Dog, this, but these boys, like you said, that Robin shit, they was that grimy, gutter.
This was, yeah.
These the boot camp clique.
But they came back on them this year, though. Well, last year.
Yeah, this the Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter came from these boys. I want to say Group Home. All them niggas was kind of around the same umbrella.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lost Boys even kind of was, came kind of from, you know, up under they umbrella.
They took off, though.
Yeah. But these this shit right here, I don't give a fuck what we do, dog. Anytime this shit come on, I be in the car, you know, I listen to satellite radio. Mm-hmm. And rock the bells, this shit come on. I be in that bitch like it 9 to 5, yeah. Man. OGC, original Gun Clappers, man. Boot Camp Click, OGC. BCC, OGC. Helter Skelter. Because I fucked around and caught that LaFleur, LaFly, Scorchka the other day. So that's what really had me in this bag, you know. So I was like, yeah, all that shit was around that. Dog, these boys.
The Zoom Talk.
Appreciate we didn't really, excuse me. We didn't catch all this shit because, like, we was in eighth grade, so I couldn't go to the store and buy this shit. But luckily, I had a sister.
Manifest. I mean, it was on Rap City.
Yeah, and that's why Rap City kept me going.
Manifest.
And this nigga, I go to the crib, and when he left to go to state, I robbed him to call.
That's why
shit.
You like this music.
Yeah, exactly. Dog, below what I tell you, 9 to 5, I was on Guest Street, nigga. I was on Guest Street, like. Real shit, like Goody Mob, like all that soul, all that shit. We gonna go through 9 to 5. Gonna be a year because we mature. We get to go to high school. Nigga smoking now, nigga. I was an adult at this point. Hell, my dad ain't finna be in the house with me no more.
shit,
what the fuck?
Eat a man out.
I'm mad at how.
By we, you mean you were smoking?
Yeah, I'm talking about. Yeah, I was going through shit.
Bad.
I was going through shit, brother. Mm-hmm. I just told you I found out when my parents were getting a divorce and looking for outlets and shit.
I've been smoking ever since, I think.
Yeah, I was.
I've been smoking since. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Ever since.
Your parents broke up when you was how old?
13, about to be 14.
Mine broke when I was 5. I couldn't smoke.
Nah, you couldn't do that.
Couldn't
oh God!
Maybe I was 6, a big said extra bowl.
But see,
of cereal.
But see, had they done it when I was 5, I might have took it a little better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't. It might not have been as. But dog, I was all my life. All I did was move, dog. Like we stayed in one house longer than 5 years. I'm talking about I never had stability. So we was moving again. But my daddy was still staying in the crib, so I could always go. That was the only home I had. I never stayed in the house longer than 3 years. As long as I was living.
And how did that make you feel?
Yeah, write it down for the therapist. It's just some shit I dealt with, man, you know. But
you need to talk about it.
I went and talked to Mr. Shaw about the shit. I went to guidance counseling and everything.
Is 13-year-old Julian making decisions for 43-year-old Julian?
Nah, 44-year-old Julian chilling now,
baby. 44?
I'll be 44 in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And right. Didn't you know what made it good for you, though? See, that was like, so see, you said 13, 14 years old, that was you. Mine was a little bit, I think I was going to, just started Big Gary.
Mm-hmm. So you was going to the 6th grade.
Yeah. If it wasn't Big Gary, it was Mayo. It's when I'm going to a new school.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was on Lee Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Guest Street.
Mm.
Into the hood, into the action.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about action every
day. Nigga, I came to the action.
But not only that, the icing on the cake was, oh my God, man, my mom worked at Wellman.
Mm-hmm.
Fiber.
Yeah. She worked them 7-7s, ain't 77, right? I remember them days. Yeah, but then I moved, because we moved from the east side to east West Broad Street. Nigga, I was right around the corner from then.
Man, we was out of control.
Yeah, I used to walk around
the street. At? The street beside Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah. Yep. I used to stay right across the street from Chad Rubin now. Shout out to Chad and Travis Rubin, man. You stay right, they stayed right there on West Broad. Yeah, I stayed right across the street from them.
The bootleggers save us.
Yeah, bootleggers stayed right across the street from Yeah.
We stayed in some shit, man. My mom worked from 7 p.m.
to 7 a.m.
Wow. Freshman in high school, my sister still at B.A. Gary.
You had girls in your house?
Man.
And you stayed five steps from the high school?
I'm talking about, good God almighty. I'm talking about, boy, I was so hurt when they closed that motherfucker down.
We used to plan it out, man. We laugh about it now, because my mom was a fool with it. You know, if we had to leave school and call her some shit like that, man, you know, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But 7 p.m.
The 7 a.m.
To 7 a.m. All we had was the bootleg across the street to tell on us. Other than that, but we was...
It's going down.
It was...
That's crazy.
It's going down.
Almost all through high school. And if it wasn't 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.,
it was 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So think about it. He was, all that, they shit went down. He was going to high school, however it was. Nigga, we about to go to high school, but not only are we going to high school, we going to a whole new fucking school. So, nigga, my life was in shambles. I didn't know what the fuck to do. I was lost. I was fucking lost. My sister was about to graduate college. Just me and my mom. Boy, me and my mom, boy. Ooh, got put out a few times.
Oh, for real?
Oh, man, me and my mom butt hit out because I thought I was a man. Man, you can't tell, what the fuck you gonna tell me? And my daddy, all right, I'm gonna go to his house, man. Since you won't try to tell me what to do, I'm gonna go to my dad. Man, tell me what to do.
He was
you
coming ain't, up right
then. Yeah, you can't tell me what to do.
He was?
Yeah, boy, I was off chain, boy. I was out of control, cuz.
You was bad.
I was rebelling.
He was rebelling.
I didn't give a fuck about nothing. Grades went to shit, everything.
He was bad.
Yeah, fuck that shit, man. They took it. They took the only normal thing I had in my life. Took it from me. My family.
I took mine into a party.
Yeah. I ended up, my college became my party.
Man,
that when I started partying. About 10th grade, I was out of it by then because, you know, I found a new crew. That's why I used to hang with Quentin them so much. So I wouldn't have to be downtown. Because I didn't want to go home. I didn't want to be at my mama's house.
I used to love it.
Yeah. So then, you know,
I wanted to go to my daddy's house.
I spent a lot of time with my daddy, though. I spent a lot of time. She did not like that.
I love to stay home.
Yeah.
Your daddy stayed on what side of town?
When he left, he went to the west end.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, see, and my mom stayed right in the middle. Then we moved to the west end my sophomore year.
We was always right there on Guest Street. I ain't want to go nowhere.
But where at on the west end?
The corner of Opal and Syracuse.
Too much for who?
No, but Opal and Indian Branch. It's a four-way stop right there.
Talking about down the street from Renzo Mama's?
Yep. You know how you can take that little yield off?
Yeah.
Go down there, and it was a four-way stop. We stayed in the brick house. I used to stay right next to Miss Pam Evans. You know what Calvin's last name is, June? I stayed right there. Calvin Foster.
You know where Mr. Nettles used to be?
Yeah.
In the Nettles? Them Nettles? Mm-hmm.
You said four-way stop?
Yeah, it's a four-way stop where I stayed at.
On the across the highway from Birmingham? Uh-huh,
yeah.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, I stayed over there. But yeah, man, but yeah, it was a rough time, man.
I had a fucking ball.
Coming out of that,
I can't say it enough.
Coming out of that Smith & Wesson, we running into the Locks real quick. We Are the Streets. We Are the Streets was the Locks' first album dropped on Rough Riders. And the first time I turned this shit on, and I heard this shit right here, and I had them goddamn woofers in my Honda. Good God almighty.
Well, this is 25?
Uh-huh. If you hope we did, fuck you. I'm talking about freshman year of college.
2000.
Got my car down there in the Berg now. Cause I had a kid on the way, had to take big mama to doctor's appointments and shit. Yeah. Freshman year of college now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out of control, I tell you.
But this song, Wild Out, Recognize.
You said Wild Out.
Wild Out. This Wild Out right here. Recognize was on. Recognize was on. Was that on one of the N1 mixtapes?
Let me see.
That's Recognize right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on one of the N1 mixtapes.
Anything like Premier did. Yeah. Anything
was on
back
the second one.
Anything Premier did back then with anybody was either on that fucking N1 mixtape or it went fucking crazy. Because Premier just was. Now that's somebody's sound that can't nobody duplicate.
Yeah, because you don't know what. Yeah, yeah.
Because he used so much shit from so many different places. And then he'll fuck around. Like, he got Eve doing the Recognize part, saying the Recognize part, right? But that come from another song. You know what I'm saying? But this shit, though, I love this fucking song, man. And it used to sound good across the set of goddamn Woofers, but
I bet so.
This shit sound good across the set of Woofers, man.
This round I need.
It sound like something on that N1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Hee hee.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Locks. But as We Are the Streets, I might listen to this on the way to the crib tonight.
If We Are the Streets.
The Raping You Records. Scream LOX. You Told Me. Y'all Fucked Up Now. Ride or Die Bitch. Yeah, we used to listen to this motherfucker pretty heavy. Can I Live was my shit too. Them, boy, them boys went crazy on that motherfucker. Lyrically, they went crazy on that Can I Live.
That's Casino. Who's that Casino dude?
I don't even know who he is, but I don't think he ever had no album or nothing. But he went crazy on that song too.
He went crazy.
That Can I Live shit hard. Play a little bit of that Can I Live real quick, we love, before we get out of here. I'll do the documentary and Ray Sherman next week.
Alright.
This shit right here, cuz. And 15s in that Chevy. I just ride through goddamn State Kevin's car. Yo, nigga, you a thug, but you're still gonna cry. You done learned off experience. I'm still gonna ride. You kill me, you gonna kill him. I still got pride. Hell yeah, but you still gonna die. These dog. The greatest thing they could have did was sign with Rough Riders. Heard everything y'all could possibly say. Is you hotter than J-A-D-A-K-I two S's? A few
did you see that guy?
Gotta wear a few vests.
Talking about Jada Kiss ain't gangsta.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
They been going
man.
Off, trying to go off on Jada Kiss.
But
man.
Why?
I want to know. What'd he do?
The nigga who was saying it looked like he's 50 something.
Yeah, but even if he ain't. Niggas Tekashi 6ix9ine ain't either.
I seen a bunch of
Drake goddamn got air. Do you see this nigga suing the gym the motherfuckers jumped on him at, right?
Oh, they suing the gym?
Tekashi is.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, cause they ain't had security or whatever.
Nigga, you stop talking dumb.
I mean, he got a point though.
Yeah, but nah, nigga, you out here. Oh, stop talking stupid. Now you gonna say all this dumb shit to motherfuckers and then you want us to protect you?
Unless somebody there told them guys that worked there told them guys
he was there.
That he was there.
Yeah, they probably did. He was fucking with them Rickens, right?
Yeah, them Rickens.
Yeah, Rickens. Yeah, them nah. Rickens, got his Rickens don't fuck around, cuz. Yeah. He found out the hard way.
Cause I want to say it was some Latin King niggas. I
think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, y'all pull that Locks We Are the Streets out. Smith and Wesson the Shining. And just take a trip back in the day real quick, man. And
back when gas was 172.
Hell no, gas was 89 cents.
In 2000?
A dollar nineteen at the most.
Yeah, about $1.19.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And that was for fucking premium.
No.
Shit, yeah. Cause regular was 99. Regular was 99. Goddamn 89 was 109 and premium was 119.
In what year?
Back when
2000.
Back when them little bags of chips you get four for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Now them shits a dollar by this
two. Now they're a dollar for two.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And they probably ain't got but three chips in the bag.
Just you got a good little bit. I just had two bags.
But yeah, man. B-Love, I appreciate you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Let me come in here and lay something on the boards and shit. Pause.
Finally.
Oh, look at it. Oh, here he go. Shady. Look at him.
Shady.
Goddamn. You MC Shady, goddamn.
Bang your ass to record. Because we're going to still take that payment.
And I send it. Yeah. Right? I send it, right?
Matter of fact, come or don't.
Look at it. See?
Just pay.
Hey, man. Tell y'all something about Brandon Easy Pearson.
Yes.
He is the motherfucking shadiest nigga you might ever meet.
Damn.
Oh, he's a shade tree nigga. Now he gonna throw shade every chance he get.
Yep.
He gonna take shots at you. Shots. You see how he hit me just now? And you come record, nigga. Like, why yep. he even saying shit?
I said it a little too loud. I just want the listeners to hear. Oh, geez, here's my bad. Now I gotta defend my
this
stance.
Nigga ain't right. shit. Yeah.
Gotta defend my stance.
Oh, man, I appreciate you, brother, man. Tell them where they can find you at, bro.
Shout out to Wallace Turtleneck. You can find me. And his Gucci belt. This nigga come in with a Gucci goddamn belt.
Hey, hold up.
Hey, go ahead.
Speaking of turtlenecks, somebody put up a tweet the other day, and they said they was in the studio with Brian Michael Cox and Carl Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl Thomas had on a turtleneck. They said, we about to get some goddamn good music out there.
Hey, that's in the neck, man.
They said, we finna get some real R&B out this motherfucker.
You ever seen that tweet where somebody was like, Black people the only people that'll compliment you by calling you what they like you got on.
Uh-huh.
You come, okay, turtleneck. Yeah. Okay, me.
You right.
Oh, shit.
Okay, sweater vest. Or they can dish you by saying, shut the fuck up, turtleneck. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, stupid shit.
Go shut the fuck
way.
Up, wingtips.
Either way.
Either way.
Yeah, man. Jewel, appreciate you coming.
All the time.
Y'all know where he at, man. Y'all find that nigga anywhere.
Yeah, I'm hanging up.
And your boy Jones, man. JP Jones 81, Instagram, User Jones Podcast. And I've been telling y'all my Twitter name, my ex name wrong for the longest.
Oh, shit.
It's not the real Juice Jones, it's real Juice Jones.
Oh, not the.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
had.
No, I was.
But I mean, didn't somebody hit you up and say, like.
No, my phone went out and I had to sign back in to Twitter. So when I put the, it was like, that name don't exist. So then I just put real. I was like, oh. Yeah, so. Yeah, I lost my phone, went out, I had to get a new phone.
Mm. What kind of phone you at?
A Samsung something. Yeah, just something. I can't do the iPhones, man. They record conversations. I don't need that type
of. All phones record conversations.
I don't need that type of pressure on me. Yeah.
The devious doing dirty stuff.
But yeah, last but not least before we leave, man, I'll shout out to my guy. I told y'all about my homeboy that was in the hospital. If y'all did pray, if you didn't, your prayers worked anyway because my guy's doing better.
Word.
That's
good shit.
Off all medications.
Word.
He's awake.
Okay.
And now he on the road to recovery. I hadn't spoken to him yet. Shout out D-Dada. He gave me the update the other day.
Shout out to D.
Yeah, so yeah, but I just wanted to let y'all know, man, I appreciate y'all keeping my dog in your prayers, man. And until next time, the Music Jones Podcast, we out. Peace.
I deposit is just a new burner in the closet, and the big one to kill you, your brother, and your pops quick. Might take one slug to get y'all both. This motherfucker.